This is Mark Steiner, and today is March the 13th.
Didn't I give you everything that a woman possibly can? But the more love I give you...
That's Peace of My Heart, performed by the great Irma Franklin. Irma Franklin was nominated for a Grammy for this song, but it was the next year that Janis Joplin made it a hit and got more attention for her cover of the same song. Irma Franklin, who never received the accolades or success that her sister Aretha did, always remained with her sister as a backup singer and inspired her. Irma Franklin was born on this day in 1938. Happy birthday, Irma. This was an interesting day in Civil War history. On this day in 1862, the United States forbade Union Army officers from returning runaway slaves to the South, thus effectively annulling and ending the Fugitive Slave Act of 1850. Then on this day in 1865, the Confederacy, on the brink of defeat and facing a much larger Union army, approved the use of black troops. The bill that passed the Confederate Congress on this day did not stipulate freedom for enslaved African Americans who fought. It should come as no surprise that only a few thousand African Americans signed up to fight, but many of them who did were free black men from Louisiana, which did not come close to the nearly 200,000 who fought and 40,000 who gave their lives for freedom and the Union cause. It's the birthday of L. Ron Hubbard, who was born on this day in 1911. Hubbard was a prolific science fiction writer who, in 1950, wrote a best-selling self-help book called Dianetics. And Dianetics became the foundational text of a new religion he founded called Scientology. It's been a controversial movement since its inception, with many defectors claiming it forces its adherents to hand over their property and incarcerate members who fall out of favor or try to leave. You can't say much about the Church of Scientology without getting sued, so we'll leave it there. Happy birthday to sci-fi writer L. Ron Hubbard. This day marks the death of two leaders of the women's rights and anti-slavery movements in the United States. On this day in 1906, Susan B. Anthony passed away, a key leader of the suffragist movement in the United States and New York State agent for the American Anti-Slavery Society. It's also the day in 1924 when Josephine St. Pierre Ruffin passed away. In 1969, she co-founded the American Suffrage Association and 15 years later founded Women's Era, the country's first newspaper published by and for African-American women. In 1885, she worked alongside Mary Church Terrell, Harriet Tubman, Margaret Murray Washington, Frances E.W. Harper, and Ida B. Wells to, quote, furnish evidence of the moral, mental, and material progress made by people of color through the efforts of our women, end quote. And then they were deeply involved in campaigns for women's suffrage and to bring light and an end to terrorist lynching and to end Jim Crow. Lillian Ma Ngwe was a South African anti-apartheid activist and was the first woman elected to the Executive Committee of the African National Congress. She was arrested in 1956 for her political activity and spent 71 days in solitary confinement and was under practical house arrest for 11 years. Lillian Ma Ngwe passed away on this day in 1980. And here's a song to think about on this March the 13th. It's by a Baltimore opera singer. She studied here at Morgan State before becoming the first black vocalist admitted to Juilliard in 1928. In 1935, she created the role of Bess in the original production of Porgy and Bess. When the show went on tour and reached the then-segregated National Theater in Washington, D.C., the soprano said, "If black people cannot hear me sing, then count me out." Eventually, management gave in, resulting in the first integrated audience to sit in the National Theater. In 1942, she left the country because of the racism she faced. She toured Europe and settled in Oslo, becoming a Norwegian citizen. In 1998, she won the George Peabody Medal for outstanding contributions to music in America from Baltimore's Peabody Institute, the same school that denied her admission because she was black. We're talking about Anne Brown. And this is her version of I Loves You, Porgy. She passed away on this day in 2009. To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit SteinerShow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.